Talk radio just got a little cooler.
Chad Benson.
Chad Benson.
The Chad Benson Show.
What is up, party people? How you doing on this Wednesday? Getting you over the hump. Is that the Barack Obama hump? Boo! We're getting over the hump. 60% approval rating. Look, let me ask you this. This is what I find to be hilarious. He's got a 60% approval rating as he leaves the office right now. I don't want to be completely honest with you. If you're Hillary Clinton, how much does that make you feel like crap? Because supposedly you are running on him and his policies. He's got a 60% approval rating. And here's what I think he's got a 60% approval rating. I think people think, by and large, he's a good guy. And that's what it's based on. Not his policies, but that. Hillary needs to understand, and a lot of people do, life is about people you like as much as it is about anything else. And people didn't like you, Hillary. That's all I'm going to say. That's all I'm going to say. You may be a wonderful human being outside of the little vacuum that you live in, but we will never know. So I find that to be hilarious. Speaking of hilarious hijinks, Fiona Apple. You don't know who she is? Well, let's just say she has regaled us over time with many great songs like Criminal, and she also looks like she needs to eat, but that's, you know, hey, I'm not going to sit here and talk about a woman's weight because that's just wrong. But she did us this little Christmas ditty not too long ago. Take a listen.
Drums not roasting on an open fire.
Woo! Oh, God. Now, she's horrible, but I think we already know that. But if you didn't think that was as bad as it could get, she's going to be at the march. There's a woman's march. I think it's Vaginas Against Trump on Saturday. So it is going to be Vajayjays Against Trump on Saturday. I don't know how many people are going to be there, you know. And this is over-under, Phil, on the wide-ranging things from it was 500,000 people on Saturday to real people going as 100,000 people.
The first reports that are going to come out is going to say there were 17 million people down there.
Yeah, there was 487 million people there, and all of them were women. Holy mother of God. Our census people aren't counting very well, then, are they? But she has coined a little ditty here that she is hoping will become the kind of rallying cry and the cheer that because you got to have a cheer now. It's not even just about showing up with a sign. You got to, hey, hey, ho, ho, check this out. Listen to this magical thing that she's put together, kids.
Come on, come on, come on.
Grab my.
We don't want your tiny hands anywhere near our underpants. We don't want your tiny hands anywhere near our underpants. We don't want your tiny hands anywhere near our underpants. We don't want your tiny hands anywhere near our underpants.
Wow. Okay. That's okay. Wow. Wow. So let's you know, if I was to talk to her, this is Fiona. How'd you come up with that?
Well, Chad, I gotta be honest with you. I don't want Trump's hateful, gender misogynistic, horrible man hands that are tiny against my underpants.
Wow. So did you, like take me through the process of what it's like to be you to write a song like this.
Well, first of all, I don't eat for days. And then I don't bathe. And then I sit in a room and smoke some weed and think about underpants and hands and Trump and him and his misogynistic patriarchal evilness.
Wow. So, like, did that take you a long time to write? Oh, she fainted. She didn't eat enough. She fainted. That is the worst thing I have ever heard. That is the worst thing. If you were a Grammy voter from years ago, I think you gave her a Grammy. You should be able to take it back, right? You should be able to go, yes, Miss Fiona Apple. We would like to have our Grammy back. We made a mistake, and we thought you were a somewhat normal, talented individual. For We are so sorry. That was our bad. We looked into the future and found out that you're horrible at what you do. So we don't want Trump's tiny hands anywhere near our underpants. That's going to be the rallying cry on Saturday when the 12,000 million woman march takes place, or the vajayjay against the T march, as I call it, on Saturday. The insanity of what I'm seeing out there. Phil sent me this. First of all, you got a guy that lit himself on fire in front of a Trump hotel. Why? I don't know. Probably he's angry. He's upset about Trump and who knows what. He did not die. He was burned pretty bad. He's going to be in the hospital for treatment. They're not going to charge him, which I found to be bizarre. So you got that going on, but it doesn't end there. This right here is amazing. Producer Phil sent me this today, and this is the post-inauguration self-care event being held January 23rd, as many students will be coming back from the inauguration and the march on the T, right? The vajayjay march on the T. Here is what it says, post-inauguration self-care at Georgetown University. Join GU Pride for a night of relaxation, recovery, and rest after a long week. There will be Legos and stuffed animals and coloring books. Come to embrace the inner child and hang out with people. Smiley face. That's going to happen. Like, that is happening. The insanity of all of this is taking place because this man is going in to the White House. Do I have an adult anywhere out there? Do we have any kind of adult out there that can stay, that say, you know, that don't have songs about, you know, hands and underpants, or coloring books, Legos, and stuffed animals? Like, I am so upset by what just took place. Somebody get me my binky and a coloring book because I need it, and I need it now. Like, that's what you sound like. That is ridiculous. So in honor of that, we've decided that we should create a movie, and we've busted out our first trailer for it. Take a listen to this little ditty.
Is a legend, and they say if you say his name three times,
Trump,
he will come for you. He feeds on the irrational fear of millennials and liberals.
I cannot believe this is happening. I'm literally about to kill myself, and I'm not kidding. You better fix this right now.
This Friday, he will return, and with him, bring terror.
I don't know what I said. I don't remember. He's going like, I don't remember. Maybe that's what I said.
You could see there was blood coming out of her eyes. Blood coming out of her wherever.
Trumpzilla. Rated R. Trumpzilla. It contains change, crazy tweets, and unwanted groping. Starts Friday. Everywhere.
It's insane. It really is insane. And I'm ashamed. You know what? For all of the stuff that, all of the stuff, right, you know, and the insanity of what I saw through the entire electoral season, through the, you know, just not only just the primaries and you know, both sides fighting, you know, within themselves, and then Hillary and Trump. Through all of this madness, I'm ashamed about who we've become and the sissification of people who cannot handle the day-to-day things in life that truly don't matter. All right? Get over yourself, please. For the love of Pete, get over yourself. God, I'm serious. And if Fiona Apple is leading the charge of underpants dancing and hands, you have issues. I just want to let you know that. You have issues. Good God. The Chad Benson Show Facebook, at Chad Benson Show Twitter, ChadBensonShow.com. Chad at ChadBensonShow.com. You can text the show, 323-538-2423, 323-538-2423. Also call the show. The program's wide open to you, 844-DIG-CHAD, 844-344-2423. Speaking of inauguration, it is this week. Friday, obviously. And as we count it down, what are we, 39 hours that we said earlier, Producer Phil, right around 39 hours?
Yeah, 39, 38, somewhere around there.
Yeah, somewhere in there. A lot of people saying they don't want to go, Democrats mostly. But I did pose this question. What would you rather attend? Right now, it's on the at Chad Benson Show Twitter page. 30% said the inauguration. 56% said Super Bowl. 11% said World Series. 3% said the Oscars. Which would you rather attend? You can go to at Chad Benson Show on Twitter and throw your poll numbers in there. So much stuff to get to today. We're going to talk about Obamacare. We're going to talk about what makes a worker happy, especially in this day and age when the worker, it's all about making the worker happy. It's not about actually doing a good job. It's like, how can I make you better? Lady Gaga, we got sex tape stuff. It's crazy, kids. It's a hump day Wednesday, Inauguration Week. It's the Chad Benson Show.
I got to cleanse myself of all these lies, and I'm good enough for me. I got a lot to lose, and I'm betting high. So
this is the Chad Benson Show.
By the way, if you say you hate Nickelback and you like Fiona Apple, you go listen to another show. She is horrible. She is. You know what's not horrible? Producer Phil, I didn't send you this, but I just got a little while ago. And it was amazing, and I want to share this with you, my friend. We were in the news. The old Chad Benson Show.
Really?
Because two guys playing with their AM radio in Finland picked up the Chad Benson Show.
That's cool.
Yes, the show traveled 4,229 miles. Vesa Rinkinen and Ismo Kapui, hobbyists from the south of Finland, picked up faint echoes of KBUR's AM signal from listening station in northern Finland, 200 miles from the Arctic Circle, baby. We dropped it like it was hot. That's
Mr.
why
Worldwide.
There's climate change. Oh, my God. That is hilarious. That is awesome. We should get these cats on there and talk about what is it like up there. Are there any girls up there? Is there anything up there? Is it just you guys hanging out in a cabin somewhere near the Arctic Circle? That's got to be cold, is what I'm saying. Speaking of cold, there's a cold shoulder for a lot of people out there when it comes to what President Obama did yesterday in pardoning Private Manning, Chelsea Manning. I got confused today. I just said Manning. Just Manning. Manning is it because, you know, he went in, she's coming out. He was convicted, she's not so much. The sentence was commuted. She's going to get out on the 17th of May this year. And he went and talked to the press because apparently when he says goodbye, he doesn't really mean it. And this is what he had to say defending his decision.
The sentence that she received was disproportionate relative to what other leakers had received.
I said leakers. We're like seven. It is true. But I said he was overcharged and the sentence was harsh. I did. I did say that. Not that there shouldn't have been a punishment. And if you look back for what other people who did something similar, you know, as we were talking about it earlier today, there you've got this kind of. Understand that 30 years ago, if you stole secrets, you would sell them to an enemy. Now you steal secrets and you put them on the internet for everybody, including your enemy, to see, as well as the Yahoo next door. So there's embarrassment that comes along with it that is public. And you want to stop people from doing that in a lot of ways. But the one thing about outing people like that is once you find out if you do out them, in that way, as far as people that are hidden, CIA moles and things like that, at least you can get them out of harm's way, where back in the day, you probably wouldn't be able to. So, but again, it all depends, too. Who gets to see these things first? WikiLeaks, and, you know, they had them, and they WikiLeaked them everywhere, all over the internet. By the way, Julian Assange said that, and guys, I'm going to be honest with you. If you can't trust Julian Assange, who can you trust? Has said that President Obama did not meet all the criteria in the releasing of Chelsea Manning for him to forego fighting any kind of extradition and come to the United States and face trial. So just let you know that. We move from there, though, as they talk to President Obama. People ask him questions, as damn well they should. was asked about whether or not, you know, this will be a deterrent or, you know, stop anybody in the future from, you know, leaking stuff.
So the notion that the average person who was thinking about disclosing vital classified information would think that it goes unpunished.
They'd be wrong. They'd be wrong. You know, they would be wrong. It is going to go punished. And, you know, remember, there was a lot of things that went into this. The release, I think, was, you know, I thought 10, 15 years was probably the sentence. 35, I thought, was a bit harsh. I think he took the brunt of the fall, or she did, or God, what? Manning took the brunt of the fall for the other two. And again, we're dealing in a time where social media plays a huge part in this. Not just the pressure that people can put on other people to release or to do this, that, and the other, but in a lot of ways too, you doing certain things like this. Again, it's not about selling secrets to the Russian or the Chinese or the North Koreans or Iran. It's about outing your country, which puts egg on their face. If somebody was arrested 30, 40 years ago for selling secrets to Russia, we'd hear about it in the newspaper, but we wouldn't see all the secrets that were sold. Now they're not even sold. They're given away. And there's embarrassment that goes along with it. And that's what the president, I think, you know, was saying, you know, as far as, is there going to be a deterrent? Yeah, there's going to be a deterrent. Come on. You know, you have to know if you sell certain things or you put things out there and you steal confidential, top secret stuff, that you're going to get punished for it. You have to know that. And I think if Manning would have sold it and done something, that'd have been different. You know, that's why I'm telling you, man. I want to see what happens with Snowden. That cat, even if he's pardoned, let's say Friday afternoon he's pardoned by Trump. Do you think he's got the cojones to try that out over here? You think he does? Ooh, I wonder. And anyways, you couldn't even be pardoned, right? Don't you have to be convicted of something to be pardoned? Yeah, we shall see. The Chad Benson Show, Facebook, at Chad Benson Show, Twitter, ChadBenson. We're setting the bar pretty medium today. I hope you guys understand that. It's Wednesday. Tomorrow, maybe a little bit better. Friday, we know what we're going to be talking about Friday. That's right, the Oscars, because that's big. You can text us, 323-538-2423. Chad Benson Show.
The Chad Benson Show. Radio just got a little cooler.
Chad Benson.
Chad Benson.
The Chad Benson Show.
What's up, Patty people? Finding a worker. You know, last night we were joking about it. Finding good employees hard, and you get these good employees, and they're tired and burning the candle at both ends. We're making fun of the two ladies who, as the millennials burn out left, right, and center. Anymore, workers, here's the thing. It's tough if you're an employer trying to find a worker that you think you can mold and sculpt into something that may be beneficial to your company. You may offer them a career and an opportunity to build a life. And at the same time, you hope that they come aboard and they give you their all. But as we are seeing with the younger generation, as with some of the older generations as well, is that it's about personal satisfaction for a lot of people. It's no longer about the paycheck, right? Look, I'm blessed. I'm super fortunate. I busted my ass to get here. I sacrificed a lot of my life. I took pay cuts and lived like a monk for quite a long time to build something up here where I got to the point where I can still just barely starve. But I will tell you this. I'm blessed at what I do. I get to hang out with producer Phil, I get to hang out with producer Anthony, I get to hang out with Scotty Toot in the other room, and we do our thing, and it's amazing that I get to do this. I'm blessed, and there's satisfaction with that, but I'm also about achieving things. I want to grow the show, I want to continue to do it, I want to open up the scope of my show and brand and do all those kind of things. It's not just, well, I feel good about myself, which is what I think a lot of a younger generation is let's feel good about ourselves. But it's, again, it's not just the younger generation. The older generation, too, is now seeking a way that they want to be happy and fulfilled in what they do. There is a new report out done by Glassdoor talking about what employees value and place happiness in when it comes to office and things of that nature, as well as off time. And this, again, done by Glassdoor, is about a million people they surveyed, and they spoke to people earning anywhere between $40,000 and $100,000, $120,000 a year. And according to Glassdoor, workers earn more. They are more willing to spend time at work and trade off leisure time. You know, example, 70 hours a week for a high-paid attorney, that's a real thing. So they're willing to take the trade-off of earning more and career, and in return, the trade-off is you're going to lose time that is valuable, family time and things like that. And it was really interesting, though. The higher you go, one of the things that they started to talk about, compensation and benefit packages also became less important as you made more cash. At the same time, culture and values of the organization, the quality of senior leadership and career opportunities were more significant. Meaning, you get to a certain level, right? You're making 75 to 100 grand a year. Now you're thinking to yourself, this is going to be my career probably. I'm here. I've got a great opportunity to build something. Now I want to make sure it's here. Who's the leadership that is going to be taking us to the next place? Because that's also going to be a part of my livelihood. Who's going to take me? Does this company have somebody that can lead me to, you know, and this company into the future? Secondly, you know, what is my upward mobility inside of this? Where do I go from here? What are the values of the company? Those things matter. Again, as you earn more money, those things matter. Because you get to a point, and I think it was, I remember the study last year. It's been several studies that about $70,000, your happiness level is peaked as far as dollar earnings, right? You can buy more toys. You can do things. Obviously, you're making $1 million. You can do all of those kind of things. But as far as earning level, people who earn $70,000, people who earn $1 million, their happiness level from the money doesn't really change. So from there, it's about achievement, right? Can you achieve? Can you achieve? Can you achieve? Now, when you look at the lower income workers, those making about $40,000 a year or less, they're more concerned about having a positive business outlook of the organization, meaning, oh, I hope things are good. We got to have a positive outlook because I need this job. Work-life balance. And you don't hear that with upper-income people. And I'll tell you why. People who are successful, love what they do, who work really hard, their job in a lot of ways is their life, and there is no such thing to them as work-life balance. People who want work-life balance are young people who don't care about income or people who, for all intents and purposes, it's as good as they're going to get, and they live to work for the weekend. That's where their balance is, right? I love my son to death. I sacrifice a lot because I want my son to have great opportunities in life, and he's the number one most important thing in my life, period, case closed, end of story. But I have told him and I've showed him that you work hard in life to get the things in life that you want, and balance isn't always there. Go work at a nonprofit if you want that work-life balance. Go work there if that's what you're craving. People who are, it's funny, people want to demonize the 1, 2, 5, 10% earners in this country. They love to demonize those people. Those people are bad. Those people are evil. Those people are wrong. But they don't really see what people like that do for a living. How hard it is to make a living and to keep it there. How you build. And they only see the money. Work-life balance is for people who don't want those kind of things. They would love to make $100,000 a year, but they don't want to put in the work to make $100,000 a year. They don't want to sacrifice to make $100,000 a year. Also, people who make less compensation, i.e. benefits package, and long-term goals about, you know, savings and 401ks, those kind of things, measure for people earning about $40,000 or less. And it's, you know, again, those, because people like that, here's the thing. People like that are they're never going to lead you anywhere. They're going to do the job for you that you need done. And you hope they do a good job at it, and you'll reward them for what they're worth in the marketplace, and you make sure you best you can to take care of them with the benefits, this, that, and the other. But they're not going to lead you. People who are willing to lead you, they're not looking at $40,000 a year. $40,000 a year is a joke. They want to make $40,000 a month. And at that point in time, again, it's not about the money. It's about the achievement. I think we forget that because we're so busy trying to take care of the employee now, right? We forget the employer who's put all the sacrifice in, who's built the business, small business, medium business, large business corporation, who started out with nothing and has built something. They're looking for people, too, that are good. And they're looking for people who are sharp, and they're looking for people who are smart, and they're looking for people who are going to take the reins. They're looking for people to stand out. I've got way too many friends who they say to me all the time, you're always working. I see you up at 2:33 in the morning. You know, I'll send emails. I'm doing stuff like that. And I'm like, yeah, this is what I do. I love what I do. My mind's going 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. I'm always working. I love what I do. And I realize it's a sacrifice because I've missed out on stuff when it comes to my son and when it comes to my brothers and sisters and missing certain things. But you know what? This is what I got in it. This is what I signed up for. This is what, there is no work-life balance for me. Now, granted, if something happens to Jack, I drop it right away and I go. Those kind of things, I do the best that I possibly can to balance all of it out with that. But I also realize that the scales are tipped in a direction. Not because I don't love my son, not because I don't love my family, you know, my mom and the kids and everything. It's because this is what I do. And there's only so much time. And again, I wasn't looking for an average run-of-the-mill job. But a lot of people are. And employers are having to look around and they're having to say to themselves, okay, it's about making people happy. It's about, and this is what's going to happen in the workforce over the next 10, 15 years. As more and more millennials join the workforce, what you're going to find is they're not, don't ask them for extra because you're not going to get it. We have learned that firsthand here. So don't ask them for, give me an extra hour or two because I need it, because that isn't going to happen. Secondly, what you're going to find is they're going to do all they can to change the culture of the business you're in and get you to bow to their needs in a lot of ways. And I know that sounds weird, but it's true. And you've got to come to the grips as more and more of them are coming and more, you know, people are going to be leaving the workforce. You know, and as you try to look at ways to offset costs, you'll be looking for a younger generation as well. You're not going to get the experience, but you're not going to get the work ethic. And work ethic is, I tell you what, man, you give me 10 guys, right, who will bust their ass and work hard over 20 guys who are uber educated, elitist to know everything. I'll take that every day, man. I will take that every single day. Show me somebody who can hustle and work hard. I think more and more businesses need to start looking. And I tell you what, more and more businesses, I think, are going to forego the four-year thing and say, yeah, he doesn't have an advanced degree. He's only got an AA or he did some college. But, man, he or she is a go-getter, and they've got some stuff going for him, and they get it. And they're looking at that more than, yeah, this guy's got a master's degree, but he wants to start as vice president, and he wants only a four-day work week. That's what you watch. They're going to try to change that culture. The Chad Benson Show, Facebook, at Chad Benson Show. Twitter, CHADBENSON. Chad at ChadBensonShow.com. You can text the show, 323-538-2423. Did you see that, producer Phil, I don't know if you saw this, but they want Barack to step down tomorrow?
I did not see that.
And allow Biden to be a vice president, become president for the day, but also making him the 45th president of the United States, therefore having to change everything for Trump and all of his branding.
People are just crazy.
They are insane. You can call the show, 844-DIG-CHAD, 844-344-2423. Chad at ChadBensonShow.com. She's going to perform at the Super Bowl. We can call it the Super Bowl. We're not selling anything. And is the NFL telling her to do something? It's the Chad Benson Show.
You're listening to the Chad Benson Show.
Number one in the Antarctic.
If you guys are just joining the show, a couple Finnish guys were playing around on their AM radio, and they were able to pick up the Chad Benson Show all the way in the Antarctic. KUBR, one of our affiliates out there. Number one with a flamethrower, the Chad Benson Show. Rockin' Penguins since 2017. Pew, pew, pew. That was a great song. That was Lady Gaga, a rendition done by the great Eric Cartman. She's going to be performing as she's on that dive bar tour, whatever it is, and Super Bowl. She's going to be the halftime Super Bowl extravaganza that will be the Gaga. We've heard all kinds of things, like she's going to be on top of the roof. And it's going to be, I think it's the NRG Stadium in Texas is where it's taking place this year. And the one thing, here's the thing. This is the story we're hearing is, everybody's coming out, says Lady Gaga, and she's even said it, has been asked, don't talk politics or Donald Trump during the Super Bowl. That's what the NFL has told her. The NFL has come out and said, we haven't told her anything. No, we haven't told her anything. But she's saying that. And here's my thing. Is she saying that because she doesn't want to see, like, there's going to be pressure on her to come out and say something from, you know, other artists? You need to say something. You're in the biggest stage in the world. You need to say something horrible about Trump. And is she saying, well, they're telling me not to do it because she doesn't want the controversy? You know? I mean, maybe. Like, that's the way I'm looking at it is I don't think she wants to come out and yap about it, right?
Lady Gaga doesn't want controversy?
Well, you know what? I think she's fine with wearing the meat suit. I don't think she wants to sit here and bash the president and make it I don't think she wants that. I think she just wants to come out and sing. You know what I mean? And I think that there's a portion of that that's true. Because you know what? I'm telling you guys, and mark my words, there are a lot of people out there in Hollywood and elsewhere that keep their mouths shut or don't want to talk about things because what they really feel inside doesn't match their actions on the outside because they need to work. Now, she's not one of those people, but I will tell you this, what she feels inside may be different, right? It may be. I'm sure she's a liberal, but she may be thinking, you know what, this is enough, and I don't want to do that. You know, I want to come out and I want to sing my song. Because here's the thing. This is the other thing. She's got the biggest stage on earth. She's going to come out. Maybe she's got a new song she's going to bore us with or whatever. I don't know what it is. And she wants it to be about the performance. Did you hear Lady Gaga's new song? And if she comes out and says, Trump's the worst, keep your hands away from my vajayjay, and all this kind of, and he's the worst, may burn in hell, blah, 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 blah. The next day, all it's going to be is Gaga performs and she says this. I'm trying to give her the benefit of the doubt, but the NFL's like, nah, we don't care. Have you guys, we showed a nipple 40 years ago, all right? So you know how crazy we are.
And they didn't care about Beyonce last year.
No, they didn't care about Beyonce last year. So we'll see. I'm telling you, I think some of it is a ploy by her to get in front of it because she doesn't want to be involved in any of the controversy. Controversy! Major League Baseball has just made their announcement for the Hall of Fame. Three people got in. Jeff Bagwell got 86% of the vote. Tim Raines, Rock Raines, 86% of the vote. Ivan Rodriguez, 76. Two fell short. Very short. Trevor Hoffman and Vladimir Guerrero, 74 and 71. You need 75% to get in. This is the last year where you can vote in Major League Baseball's Hall of Fame voting and do it anonymously. Next year, you have to, because last year, Ken Griffey Jr., there was three people that didn't put Ken Griffey Jr. on their ballot. Like, I don't care if you got your daughter pregnant. He's still a great baseball player. So you're insane. People left Babe Ruth off the ballot, for God's sakes. It's insane. So, you know, the power of the writers will have, and next year they're going to have to be front and center. So you can be vilified if people are like, are you serious? You know, next year you've got Mariano Rivera and I think, is it Jeter? Or a couple other ones are coming in next year that it's like, they're no doubt first ballot Hall of Famers. So, I don't know. It'll be interesting. It'll be interesting to see. But I'm surprised, though. Let's see here. Bonds and Clemens, they're over 50% now, which They're going to get in one day. They cheated. Yeah, so what? They all cheated. Can we just – baseball's old thing is if you're not cheating, you're not trying. Right? Like, that's their old adage. It's my dad used to tell me when I was a kid. If you're not cheating, you're not trying. They're always trying to do something. Well, they took steroids. Get over it. They took it in an era where they didn't test for it. So, yeah, you know what? If you got caught with steroids, yeah, then we relook at you. But, you know, if you never got caught, then I'm sorry. You should be in the Hall of Fame. I mean, the Hall of Fame's – think about this. Barry Bonds, who would have been a Hall of Famer anyway, most home runs all time, not in the Hall of Fame. And Roger Clemens, a first ballot super Hall of Famer, amazing pitcher, not in the Hall of Fame. Why? Pete Rose, not in the Hall of Fame. Some of your icons are not in your Hall of Fame. So, and who cares what they were like as human beings? I mean, we got some of the worst people of the worst. Ty Cobb's in the Hall of Fame. The worst individual to play sports in the history of sports. The worst. Not even close. He beat up a one-armed black man, killed another person, was an devout racist. Hall of Fame. We can get over it. But he didn't cheat. Whatever. The Chad Benson Show. Facebook at Chad Benson Show. Twitter, ChadBenson. Chad at ChadBensonShow.com. You can text the program 323-538-2423. This be the Chad Benson Show.
The Chad Benson Show.